Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
It's 8:50, and with our pre-opening commodity market report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its export sales report for the week ending August 16th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 38.7. Next year, 0.2. Corn this year, 5.5. Next year, 38.2. Soybeans this year, 0.2. Next year, 35.0. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. Packer bids for hogs in the Midwest today are expected to be mostly steady, as some plants are said to be looking for a few more loads to complete this week's slaughter schedules. Terminals are called mostly steady, with some weaker, and top prices from $44.50 to $48. Peoria called steady today, with a top price of $44.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, August 22nd, negotiated swine purchases were 11,601 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $59 to $68. The weighted average, $64.30, a loss of $1.03 from Tuesday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $45 to $53, the weighted average $50.34. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $13,451. The base price range, $58 to $71, the weighted average $66.94, a loss of 9 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47.50 to $53.50, and the weighted average was $50.88. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. We're not talking about much difference in the weather today than yesterday. We have a couple of problems. One is the localized flooding that continues to affect portions of the northern Corn Belt, anywhere from Minnesota and northern Iowa through Wisconsin and northern Illinois to Michigan and northern Indiana and northern into parts of central Ohio. Some areas in the region I just mentioned in recent days have picked up more than 5 inches of rain. Most areas have gotten at least an inch, but of course we've heard in the news some of the devastating flooding, including in Minnesota and more recently in Ohio, around the Findlay, Ohio area. A lot of evacuations on over toward Mansfield, Ohio. And of course, in between those two locations, there are some farm fields, and some fields have been washed out in the upper Midwest. And more rain is on the way for those areas over the next couple of days. Meanwhile, farther south, heat and humidity is the issue, and for some places it's not going to be much of a big deal, but for those that really got nailed by the heat last week, it's not going to be beneficial to the crops to have more temperatures near 100. It's going to get up to 100 from central and southern Missouri across southern Illinois, southern Indiana, and Kentucky. So for the Midwest Corn Belt, that is an issue. Cooler weather is coming in from the northwest, and we'll be ending that heat wave by the time we get to Saturday. Looks like there's going to be another little brief surge of hotter, more humid air the early to middle part of next week, but then during the middle of next week, a more significant cold front's expected to come through, and we may actually have a few days later next week where high temperatures around here are only in the 70s, and that would even be with some sunshine. So the first more autumnal air mass of the season coming in later next week. So really, as far as the weather goes for the crops in the Midwest Corn Belt, any adverse weather to reduce yields or damage crops will probably be coming here in the next few days, and then the problems should be abating, and the problems in some places will be coming from too much water, in some other places from too much heat. But there are going to be places in between that are going to stay generally favorable. So when I mention the problems, I'm not implying in any way that the whole area is having problems. In fact, those places not being flooded and not experiencing the extreme dry are getting nice amounts of rain this week. And with that rain, keeping the temperature down a little bit so it's not getting to 100 or above. Now, while we talk about that, the Delta in Southeast continue to have hot, dry weather. And the weather is going to stay hot and dry for a few more days. And that is definitely going to cause some problems with yields down that way as the crops continue to stress. It does look like the cool front that's going to come through here will make it farther south, so a few scattered showers and thunderstorms may occur across the Delta and Southeast this weekend, but it doesn't look like they're going to get the widespread rain. As this front pushes farther south, the precipitation will become more scattered. And quickly looking at South America, there's some drought conditions in Argentina for wheat now, and it looks like no big change is on the way. Mostly dry weather is expected over the next week to 10 days, and temperatures will remain cooler than average there. So that's an area we'll watch as we go into the corn and soybean season of their spring during our fall, and see if the dry conditions continue. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Join us this evening at the El Paso Community Center at the South Point Park in El Paso for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. The meeting kicks off at 6 p.m. with a free barbecue dinner. Right after that, we'll have the meeting proper. Panelists include Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities, Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and Steve Freed of ADM. At the El Paso Community Center in El Paso this evening, beginning at 6 with dinner, the meeting at 7. We hope to see you there. In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 666, down one, last trade up 12.5. December, 680.5, unchanged, last trade up 8.75. September wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 716.5, down two, last trade up 11. December, 733, up 1.25, last trade up 11.25. September corn opened at 346.5, down one, last trade up 5.5. December, 363.75, down a half, last trade up 5.5. September beans opened at 831, down a quarter, last trade up 6.25. November, 849, up two, last trade up 6.5. September soybean meal opened at 229.40, up 20, last trade up 30. September soybean oil opened at 35.30, up 10, last trade up 27.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
What will the trade make of 38.9 for wheat sales?
They're going to be pretty excited. The market is already pretty excited about the wheat. Hot export market just is really confirmed with this kind of a nice export sale. We'll be up a nickel, maybe 8 or 9 cents. The market, I would hesitate to say, though, is really overbought and is just on a real speculative bubble right here. So what goes up is going to come down fast, too.
September wheat yesterday recorded the highest closing price ever for a nearby contract at the exchange. Are we going to see 750 in the September contract?
There's a lot of talk about 750. There's even some talk about $8 there. I think we're going to have a hard time getting to the $8 level, but I think we could easily be in that 745 to 765 range.
Turn your attention to the soybeans. That's a pretty good export number.
Yeah, it was a pretty good export number. Really heavily loaded on the new crop sales this time of year. Came in at 35, which was about double what the trade was looking for. We'll be 3 to 5 higher. Good Census Bureau crush this morning for last month, higher than what the trade expected. People were expecting to see that crush kind of ease a little bit. We closed yesterday above the head and shoulders neckline. line again on the November beans says to me that we'll close the gap up into the 652 range, up 3 to 5 on the beans.
And you mentioned head and shoulders tops. What about a head and shoulders bottom in the corn market?
Yeah, that could very well be. There's certainly a lot of enthusiasm, and technically the corn market's in a real plus state. Export bookings came in strong again. Some old crop, but about 38 million bushels of new crop will be up 3 to a nickel on the corn.
Turn your attention to the Merck, please.
The Merck's going to probably struggle today, be down 10, maybe as much as 40 cents in both the cattle and the hogs. Not much cash business going on in the cattle. Just a little hesitancy. I think the lack of deliveries, new deliveries right now is really a plus for the cattle.
I believe next week we'll see you live out at the Farm Progress Show on Thursday.
Yes, we'll be there.
Thank you much, Ellen. Ellen Dearden of Ag Review in Morton, Illinois, and she joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.